Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Background music, please. Background music, please. Okay. I'm reloaded! K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Welcome to the show. Of course, you know I'm your host, Blizzum. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio, we air live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. Welcome everybody that's tuning in to me at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And shout out to everybody who's listening to this as an archive file, MP3 version, downloadable, and from iTunes on the podcast. Thanks. 17,000 downloads and plays, and that doesn't count how many people actually calling on the line or how many people stream it. That's just how many people check out the archive files. You feel me? So it's a big number. It's a lot. We're doing it big. Episode 152. Potty mouth. Yeah. We have a little fun tonight. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to be pretty cool. I think, as far as K100 is concerned, everybody that calls into this show, I think, can relate to episode 152. You feel what I'm saying? But be that as it may, I want to remind everybody that we're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, and we're on iTunes. Okay? MySpace.com/K100Radio. All right? If you're looking for us on Facebook, just do a search for K100. You see the middle finger, that's us. We don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? And if you use iTunes in any way, shape, or form, and you can't catch K100 during the live hours, which is, by the way, Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, you feel me? And the rest of it, figure it out. I don't know. But if you can't catch us and you want to catch the podcast on iTunes, just go to the iTunes store online. You should know how to do this if you use iTunes. Go to the iTunes store online. Go to the section that says podcast. And then, once again, type in the search, K100. The letter K, the number 100, K100. And it'll take you right to our page because we're the only K100 podcast on iTunes. And it's totally free. All you got to do is plug in your portable device like your MP3 player, your iPhone, your iPad, or whatever. And you'll automatically get all the episodes of K100 that you missed. You can set it to how you want it, download it, and it's totally free, man. It doesn't cost you anything. The files are small. It doesn't eat up into your hard drive space. All right, so check us out. And once again, go to the main page if you can't catch us live and listen to the replays at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Moving right along. Want to remind everybody that the email address for the show is k100radio@gmail.com. K100radio@gmail.com. That's the email address for the show. That's where you can give me feedback about the show. That's also where you can suggest maybe topics or something that you might want to talk about on K100. Something that we haven't touched on. And we've touched on a lot of stuff. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's only 100 and something episodes. In the grand scheme of things, I'm pretty sure there's more than 100 and something things to talk about in this world. I mean, really. So, if you got an idea and you haven't heard me talk about it on K100 and you'd like me to address it or say something about it, by all means, send your correspondence to K100radio@gmail.com. And also, artists, if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist, a musician, If you want to get your music played on K100 Radio, send it to me in the MP3 version. Once again, MP3 version, not a WAVE, not a Windows Media File, not an AIFF. I said MP3 to K100Radio@gmail.com. Send me your information and your links to your social networking page, your MySpace, your Facebook. I got to see that you have one of those. Because if you don't have one of those, I'm not going to play your music, and let me tell you why. Because since I'm playing your music and I'm exposing you to the thousands of people that's probably going to hear this, or maybe each episode, a couple hundred, you know what I'm saying, that's going to listen to this show, you know what I'm saying, that's exposing you to the audience that I have for free. Thus, you must expose me to your fan base, whatever it may be, even if it's just a couple of people, it doesn't matter. If you don't have a Facebook and a MySpace and all that, I'm not playing your music on the show simply because you don't have a way to promote K100 Radio on the internet. So I can't promote you on the show. And also, another way not to get your shit played is to send me some bullshit. Also, I'm not spending any bullshit. Now, I only spend independent artists on this show. For those of you who don't know, I'm the same Blizzum, the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. All right, I'm an artist and a producer myself. You should know that by now if you're just tuning in to my world. That's something you should know about me. So I know about the indie grind and I respect it, and that's why I only play independent artists. I'm not playing cats that you hear on the radio every day, because the odds of me getting one of them niggas to call my show is slim to none, so fuck them. Yeah, what the fuck are they, how they benefiting me? You want to hear that shit, you can turn on your FM radio. And they got all the sponsors and the money in the world to make that make sense, but it doesn't make sense over here. So indie artists, good indie artists, send me your music, k100radio@gmail.com, and I'll send you shit. Alright? It doesn't matter if I just make sure it's good quality. I may not necessarily like the song, but I still give you at least one spin on the show as long as the quality is good. So don't send me no shit sound like you recorded it with your cell phone in the bathroom. Call Pro Tools. Look it up. Alright. Move right along. Let's go ahead and get into it. 347-934-0966. Episode 152. Uh-huh. Potty mouth! Potty mouth. Alright? That's what we're talking about on the show today. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and read a synopsis. For those of you who don't know, hold on a second. Okay. I'm looking for that. Hold on a second. I'm loading up some, let me see. Is that right? Yeah. I got it. Yeah, we're loading up some sound effects right quick, Willie. Okay, so now here we go. So, I'm going to get ready to read a synopsis of the show. For those of you who listen to me for the first time and you don't know, what I do is I read a breakdown of each one of my episodes, you feel me? And this is basically what I send out over MySpace, Facebook, and all that kind of shit to let people know what the show is talking about, what the subject of the show is, and whatnot, and what have you, you feel me? And so, right now, I'm going to read you what I got for this episode, which is episode 152, titled Potty Mouth. So here we go. And I'm reading now. You know, people are easily offended. And I can say one thing. I can say one thing in a room full of people. Let's just say I'm in a room full of people that I don't even know. They don't know me. I'm not here to harm anyone. I don't have a gun in the air. I'm not making any threatening gestures, but I could just get into a room full of people, black, white, whatever, and say, man, I fucking hate bitches. They all make me sick. Soon as I say that shit, everyone in the room, most people in the room, don't even know me, don't even know what I'm talking about, whatever, they're going to get offended. They're going to look at me like I'm crazy. They're going to look at me across, all because I said fucking bitches. Two words. All right? Just two words out of the millions of words in the language that we got. Fucking bitches. We got about 10 words, all right, that if you say them in no matter what, where you're at, you're going to be looked at crazily. And it's just words, but somewhere along the line, somebody picked these words. So if I say I hate fucking bitches, they all make me sick, I'm going to get crazy looks. Now, if I say I hate women, they all make me sick. Some people may be like, chauvinist pig, whatever, blah, blah. But no, if I say I hate fucking bitches, which are considered curse words, which is the whole point of the show, I'm going to get a lot of crazy, really hard stares. Somebody's probably going to tell me to watch my mouth. Of course, I'm going to tell you to shut the fuck up. But anyway, So there's a 90% chance that everyone in the room, at least most of them, will be offended. Just because I use those two words. Now, as I've stated numerous times on K100, words are just words most often. And people's actions, you know, and people's actions and reactions give them more power than they should. You feel me? People act off words. You know what I'm saying? You know, sticks and stones, blah, blah, blah. But people react off words. You know what I'm saying? Quick as action sometimes, depending on what the words are. You feel me? And people give power to just words. There's just air coming out of your mouth, but when people act on it, it makes the words powerful. But profanity is something that almost everyone I know and associate with, besides a very, very, very small few, engage in. Everybody I know say fucking cuss words. Everybody I know. Even people who go to church can have a potty mouth. In fact, I would say that when you meet a person that doesn't use profanity, most people think that it's odd. You ever meet somebody and they don't cuss, and you're grown as hell? You're like 30-something years old, which I'm 30. I'm in my early 30s. So right now when I walk up on people, and I ain't saying say cuss every other word, but when they just say stuff like, oh, fudge, oh, shucks, oh, dang it, you kind of look at them like, huh? What is that? Who does that? Who says that? But that's just the truth of it. I'm not making this up, people. You know you do it. Even if you don't curse, when you find another like soul like yourself that don't curse, whether it be small or profusely, you kind of look like, oh, you don't curse either. You know, it's rare in this world, okay? And in fact, I would say that when you meet a person that doesn't use profanity, most people think it's odd, like I said. But I mean, who made curse words bad anyway? Who says that those words are foul? Those words are not condemning statements, okay? They're just words, all right? If I walk up to you and say, fuck, well, then I haven't offended, threatened, demeaned, or harmed you in any way, all right? Yet and still, if I walk up to a stranger and say that it's a good chance, If I walk up to a total stranger and say, ah, fuck, they're going to look at me funny. They may even take offense. Even though I haven't threatened, demeaned, or said anything to them, they're still going to look at me and like, wow. Now, see, I have a potty mouth, all right? So let's just get that out the fucking way. I cuss. I use every curse word there is in the book. And I absolutely don't give a shit. Now, I can contain it. I can control my potty mouth. I don't use it, you know, 24/7. I can talk and have a rational conversation and an intelligent conversation without it. All right. I've had shows on K100 where I really toned it down and didn't cuss as much because of the subject matter, whether we're talking about Christ, religion, or anything like that. So I don't use it. I tone my potty mouth down. But tonight, motherfuckers, I'm not. Just like most people in my circle. All right. Just like most people in my circle. I have a potty mouth. I may overdo it on K100, but that's the fun in it, all right? Since I know it's just words, and I say them to get under people's skin, you know what I'm saying? Because I know if they're going to make a big deal about it, I just say them more and more, fuck, 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 shit. Skibbity-doo-bop. That's one of my favorite lines, Shady. Yes, people, I'm an asshole. So here goes. Do you use profanity often? These are the questions for the callers. Do you use profanity often? 832, you up first. Do you use profanity often? Do you have a potty mouth? Question 2, do you get offended when people use a lot of profanity? Question 3, do you think it's a double standard for women that use a lot of profanity? I, in fact, think it is. It's just not ladylike, ladies. It's just like you can't go out and fuck 4 niggas in one night and I can be a player and you're going to still be a hoe. Oh, well. Hey, I can't get out of tickets by flashing my boobs. Kick rocks. When did you start to use profanity? At what age is it too young nowadays? I hear middle schoolers cussing like sailors. Do you think religious people that use profanity are hypocrites? Do you think profanity is censored too much, or is profanity not censored enough in our society today? I say too much. Have you ever had to really curse a motherfucker out? Have you ever had to really just cuss a motherfucker out? And if so, when and why was the last time you had to do it? So those are the questions for episode 152, Potty Mouth. I'm going to the phone lines. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you hit the number 1 on the keypad. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you hit the number 1 on the keypad if you want to talk. 832-606. What's popping?
Hey, Bluegum.
Oh! Mexico. What's going on, babe?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm just I'm cleaning up. I'm off today, so I'm cleaning up.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You been cleaning up there? Are you mad? Have you been cussing to yourself like, God damn, I can't fucking hate cleaning. I hate cleaning this shit up.
I do like cleaning. I like good smelling stuff. I take it a little overboard. I might, you know, make somebody pass out. I just use a little bit too much.
Ah, yeah, you one of those people. You like my damn auntie and shit. You got to eat the damn house. All the Lysol mixed with ammonia and bleach. You choke a motherfucker to death. You trying to clean and kill a motherfucker. I don't know. Yeah. All right, so here we go. For episode 152, Lexi Poo, do you use profanity often? Do you have a potty mouth? Keep it 100.
I do at times. I do at times, yes.
What do you mean at times? Do you have one or not?
Well, I know not to curse at my job, but, you know.
But when you're just out with the people and you're just kicking it and you're chopping it up with your folks, do you cuss a lot?
Oh, no. Around my family? Oh, no.
I'm talking about your homegirls.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I really don't know how to answer that because some people, like, every other word is a cuss word. Not with me. When I curse, you know I really mean it.
Do you say fuck?
It.
Do you say fuck?
I'm not really a fuck person. I'm
have
more
you
like
ever said motherfucker? Stupid motherfucker.
I'm more like a motherfucker and dumbass bitch. I'm more like that.
So then, yes, you do have a fucking potty mouth, Lex.
Yeah.
I don't know what took you so long to get to that conclusion, but you have a potty mouth, all right? Question number 2. Do you get offended when people use a lot of profanity? Do you get offended? Even though the crazy part about having a potty mouth is, and some motherfuckers kill me, some motherfuckers can have a potty mouth and still get offended when people curse. I've never understood that part. You see what I'm saying? But it happens all the time. So do you get offended when people use a lot of profanity?
Sometimes I do, because it's like I was just at Walgreens, and it just happened to me. That's so funny because the girls that was on the other aisle, they were just cussing, seemed like, for no reason. Like,
how you
it was
know
just
no
too
reason?
Much. It was because of stuff that they were
you
talking
cut.
About.
You cut. How the fuck
it
did you
cut? It was a lot. Like, it kind of, I'm going to be honest with you, Blizzard.
This is what I'm
you.
Talking about. This is the type of shit I be talking about right here. You curse.
Right.
Well, what the fuck does it matter?
I mean, you asked me how it made me feel. Like, I'm not going to be in, to be honest with you, I'm not going to be in the store and cursing all out loud while other people are right there. I mean, that's just out of respect for me. That's just how I was taught to be. I'm just going to be real. When I'm in a room with my homegirls or if I'm fussing with somebody, yeah. And sometimes, you know, I may offend somebody, you know, because, you know, once you're in the zone and you're going off on somebody, you really don't care who around you. You know, and I will apologize to the person if it's a, you know, another person that, you know, I'm sorry, I lost myself. But I'm not going to be walking down the aisle of Walmart and be like, that dumb bitch, you know, just cussing for no reason, telling the store, laughing and just cussing.
But how you know, but you're saying cussing for no reason, and they may have a reason to be cussing. You don't
it just
have
seemed
a
like it. It just seemed like they just the type just to curse. You know, they don't, you know.
The type just to curse?
That's my opinion. You know, okay, basically, Blizzum. You know, my grandmother always told me, she was like, people that use profanity, a lot of times they use it because they can't find the words that they really want to use.
Do you think I'm stupid, Lexi Poo?
No. I'm just telling you what it was taught to me. No, I know. I think
okay.
You're smart.
So
and
but I
heard
curse
you speak with intelligence.
But I curse a lot, though.
Right.
So then right now, at this point, I use curse words sometimes just for the shock value and sometimes just because I just feel like. But it doesn't mean I can't have an intelligent conversation. It's just what I choose to say right then at that moment.
I've heard that story.
I've heard that theory. People who curse is because they ain't smart enough to find another word. I could say, no, I think you're wrong. But I just sometimes like to say, well, fuck you.
Right.
It's simpler. You know what I'm saying? It's just simpler.
Yeah.
And it's cut and direct, and you know absolutely what I mean. There's no mistaking when you use profanity. Okay, let me go to the next question. Do you think it's a double standard for women that use a lot of profanity as opposed to men?
Yeah, it is. But I also feel like, I can't say, because I curse my ass off, but I don't all the time. But, you know, I did date a guy who could not stand the fact that I cursed when I did curse. And I didn't even curse all the time. And he actually told me, Alexis, that's a lady, like, you cuss like that. I'm like, well, nigga, fuck you.
And here we are at the quintessential. Here we are at another quintessential double standard that people rarely talk about. People always bring up the fact a lot of different things, but this is a double standard that actually I'm still, you know, you women, what I'm saying, y'all still trying to, you know, fight for some kind of equality or something, and still trying to trick society into thinking that y'all are the same as us, and at the end of the fucking day, y'all not. Okay?
It's not like that, Blizz.
No, let me finish my point. See, this is just like I said earlier, this is just like the same reason a woman can't fuck 40 guys and not be called a hoe. It's the same reason a nigga, you know, it's the same reason why women can't just walk around cussing like a sailor and not be viewed differently. All right? It just is. This double standard has been here since the inception. It's been here. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. You feel what I'm saying? So if you're dating a guy, or if you're out somewhere, and you cussing like a motherfucker, and somebody look at you and be like, man, that shit really ain't ladylike, you can take offense all you want to. You can get mad and say, well, I ain't here to please nobody. I don't give a fuck, blah, blah, what they think, blah, blah. That's cool, but that's just like a motherfucking hoe to me saying, well, I don't give a fuck what they think, bitch. I know you don't care what I think, bitch, but I still call you a hoe.
You know what?
You might not care what I think, but at the end of the day, that doesn't change my opinion, bitch.
It's a little different now. It's a little different now.
Oh, really?
You know, my reason is because I feel like now women are a little bit more liberated. If you want to pull that card, we can say, well, men are supposed to be the breadwinners, and the women, you know, but it ain't like that no more. We were forced to have to go out there and get shit on our own.
This is a whole other line of questioning. We already understand all that part right there. That And just because y'all working or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Now, just because women, especially black women's salaries, are trumping that of black men, because more black women are going to college than black men for various, a million and one different social reasons that we're not even going to get into on this motherfucking show. At the end of the fucking day, y'all pissed sitting down. Period. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I feel like...
That's it. So you
if I'm out in public with my man or something, I'm gonna carry myself like a lady. Okay, I'm always a lady, but trust and believe, if the time comes and I have to go off on somebody, shit, it gets like that sometimes.
That's what I'm talking about, though. That's not what I'm talking about. You feel me? I'm not talking about if you have to go off on a motherfucker because they did something to you. I'm talking about just cussing.
Well, I don't do that then. If that's the case, I don't just curse just to curse. You're not gonna, if you come talk to me and sit down, I mean, we're having just a regular conversation. I'm not just about to be cursing, but, you know, there are some women who, some of the girls I grew up with, they just curse. You go talk, go to their house and chill with them, and they, every other word is a curse word. Every other word. And they calm, ain't nothing wrong with them. They not mad. They chilling, and they cursing. That I don't do. Now, that I don't understand. Somebody can maybe who get on the line later can explain that to me. But when I get upset or heated, yeah, I curse.
I ain't talking about when you get upset at heat. I'm talking about potty mouth just because. Okay.
Well, I don't understand. Maybe
well, I'm gonna have some women on the line tonight that's gonna go back and forth with me about it, and that's whatever. Like, it's not gonna change my opinion.
But I wanna understand that though.
Yeah, but it's a double standard, and it is what it is. And like I said, it's just one of them things. Just like you know, women can't fuck as many men, and without me calling that motherfucker a hoe. You can get mad about that. You can say, I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. I know you. I know you don't care what I think, bitch, but it is what I think. And that you can't change. All right? So, next question. When did you start to use profanity? And, like, what age do you think is too young nowadays to use it?
I think I started cursing when I was probably about 15, 16.
Late bloomer,
I did. I didn't curse a lot as a child because my mama wasn't having it. And to this day, I still don't curse around my family. I've never cursed around my aunts or my grandmother. I couldn't do it. You know, they probably slapped me in the face. They're from the country. They don't play it. But I start cursing late. I know when I start dating my first boyfriend, that's when I start cursing. I don't know. It just kind of came out, and the lifestyle that I was living and the people that I was hanging around, I use the curse words, honestly, as a way to protect myself. I can't really explain. I know you're like, huh, what you saying? But I start cursing as a way to defend myself. And then it kind of just got stuck in me, and then, you know, and I just kind of started using them ever since then. But so far as a young age to be cursing, I hear little three-year-olds, you know, fuck you, shut up. I hear it. Like, they learn curse words quicker than they learn their ABCs. They may not
right.
know how to spell it, but
depending
it's like that.
Depending on
it's
who they're around.
Yeah.
Depending on who they're around, depending on what they're exposed to.
Yeah,
I'm going to defend
the little kids from the hood. But it's not just the little kids from the hood. It'd be little Billy and little Susie Q cursing, too. They really be cursing. Them little white kids. So I'm not trying to, I don't want nobody saying, oh, it's just the kids from the hood. It's just kids, period. You know, kids with money, kids is broke. I don't know what the reasoning is behind it. Maybe it's just all the technology, TV, radio. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. I can't say that. I'm not the statistic reader, but I can say that kids are cursing young, like 3, 4. You saw the little boy who was cursing out the little Chinese lady.
That's a little much. That's
I'm sorry. That's a little extreme
right there. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, the little boy was like, what, 5, 6? I don't know. And that little boy was going off on that little Asian lady. I don't
right.
know. But they society makes it feel like it's okay.
Yeah. But kids. Kids are cursing. So you started at 15, you feel me? And
yeah.
So what age do you think is too young? And when you hear somebody cussing and you think, damn, they're too young to be talking like that, what age would they be?
Too young,
If you see a middle schooler cussing like a motherfucker, would you say that's a damn shame? If I see a middle schooler cussing right now, if they cussing out in public in front where people can see it, I'll be like, oh, you look disrespectful, motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? But if I'm in the house with some teenage kids, about 13, that means they're in about the 8th grade, and they're in the other room, and they think no one is hearing, and they cussing, I won't be shocked.
You know what? I'm going to take the safe road, and I'm just going to say, I'm going to say elementary school is a little too young to be cursing, but I'm going to be more realistic, and if you in middle school cursing, I'm just going to hope that you're passing your classes and you're passing tests and whatever the standard is in the different, you know, cities or states. That's all I'm going to say. If you cursing, like you cursing in middle school, if you making, you know, good grades, C's or above or whatever,
well, what does
you
that mean? Well, who cares about it? Okay,
I feel like if you cursing, I mean, hey, if you handling your business and you cursing, I mean, what could I say?
So that makes it okay for you. So they are making good grades.
I'm not going to say it's okay because it's not okay for anybody to curse. I mean, who says there's a break-off age where you should just
curse? I say
cursing?
It's okay for anybody to curse when they're grown because what the fuck is it but a word?
As long as you lead by example. So, I mean, you're going to tell your kids. Oh, you can
curse
them when you're grown?
I'm wanting to do what the fuck I say do, not do what the fuck I do, parents. I don't give a fuck what I do. I beat your fucking ass. I don't give a fuck. If I catch you with a motherfucking joint, nigga, I'm going to tear your motherfucking ass up.
That's a hard question.
Do what the fuck
me,
I say, do
what
the fuck I say. So if I say don't do drugs, motherfucker, I don't care if you see me drinking and smoking a blunt every day. If I catch you with them, I'm going to beat your fucking ass because I said so. That's the kind of parent I am.
I'm just the same way my grandmother did me. If you curse, you better not curse me. You better not curse around me. And if you're 50 years old and she's still living, you better not still curse. You still a child of them. So that's how I'm looking. If you cursing outside my house,
I show my mom and my grandmama respect. You feel me? Now my mom hurt me snap, but it was because I was upset. You feel me? I was upset.
And I was upset, you know what I'm saying?
So when I said it, my mom and my grandma both done seen me snap. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'd have had to cuss. I'd have had to really go off in front of my mom and my grandma before on another family member about some family shit. It is what it is. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I would just be like, mama, what the fuck going on today? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Who does that? Okay, let me go to the
next question. But some people do that, though.
Yeah,
I said
I have no problem with people using profanity as long as you know when and where to use it or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta have some tact with it. But some people say you shouldn't have a potty mouth, period. Like, if I'm on K100 radio and I'm talking and I cuss too much on my show, there are people who don't listen to K100 because I curse too much. You feel what I'm saying? They say, man, you talk about some
really?
Good top. Yeah, listen, you wouldn't believe how many people have inboxed me, They tell me all the time, your show, you talk about good stuff, deep stuff, and it be funny and it's entertaining, but I can't listen to you because you curse too much. Even though no kids are around listening to my show, you should be over 18 when you're logging in, listening to the internet, catching my Facebook, you know what I'm saying? But people tell me all the time, Blizzum, I love your show, man, but if you didn't cuss so much, I'd listen more. Well, guess what? I holler. Feel what I'm saying? Because I'm not feeling, this is just what it is over here. You feel what I'm saying? So, but I hear that all the time, more than what you actually would believe. And I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. Let me go to the next question because I got other callers.
Okay.
Do you think religious people that use profanity are hypocrites? Be mindful that you're going to be talking about yourself because I know you go to church frequently. Go ahead, answer the question.
Certain words, I'm going to say certain words are said
like
in the Bible.
Are you a hypocrite? Are you a hypocrite?
No, I'm not a hypocrite. Hypocrite is being something other than you protest to be. And I've never claimed to being perfect. God ain't finished with me yet, okay? But that does not make me not a Christian because I believe in Christ.
Oh, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Just because you curse, it doesn't. It really doesn't. A hypocrite is me saying one thing and I do something else. I never claim to be perfect. I may be a Christian. I believe in Christ and he died on the cross and, whatever you want to say. But so far, I do say that I curse. So I'm not a hypocrite. Hypocrite is being something that you say that you're not and you do the opposite of that. That's not me. It all depends.
So do you think that it's wrong for a Christian to use profanity? Should they not use profanity?
Wait.
I'm gonna say this one more time clearly so I don't make sure that you understand what I'm asking you. Are you saying that it's okay for a Christian, and I ain't talking about at church on Sunday in the pulpit, but you saying that you think it's all right for a pastor to cuss? Let's say he's the pastor of the church, but when he's at home and he's watching the game on Sunday and his team fucking does a dumb play, he's like, "You dumb mother, what the fuck? What are you doing?" And it's the pastor of the church. Is that okay?
The pastor should not be cursing. The pastor is supposed to be the God, not me. That's the pastor. He can have that. Anybody who's an usher boy, the deacon boy, the pastor, the secretary, all those took that oath. And they're supposed to be holy.
But you can do it, though. It's okay if you do.
I mean, I'm the one who's coming to get the word. He's teaching upon me. He's supposed to be right. He can't lead me if he ain't 100% right. Because, see, not only is he professing to be a Christian, the pastor is professing to be everything else, too. He's supposed to know. He's teaching you right from wrong. You go to church, they teach you not to curse. How are you going to teach me? But now he will be the hypocrite because he's the teacher. I'm the student.
That's the difference.
I'm the student. Right, but I'm still the student.
Okay.
I wouldn't get up there and start preaching to nobody else.
Okay. All right.
I go to church and sit in my little pew and listen to my little sermon.
Okay.
I don't get up there trying to preach to nobody because I'm not there. And I'm not really, I ain't there.
All right. So do you think profanity is censored too much or not enough in our society?
It's censored too much on BET. BET is worthless now. Ever since that new lady came in and she just censors everything. Okay, the thing about television, I think it is censored a lot on television. The thing about television, a lot of adults, we watch it, and they have a lot, as a parent, every sin and everything is going to be out there. It's going to be out there in the world. It's up to the parents to teach and put guidelines for the child not to do. When you're censoring it from the kids, you're censoring it from us, too. And we're wrong. We should be allowed to see that and watch it. But when they block all that stuff out, it takes away from the whole movie and the whole everything else. And I think that's kind of messed up.
I agree. People are trying to be other people's parents, but I don't think you should just be able to readily watch everything, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I don't think you should, I don't think primetime TV or, you know what I'm saying, should, on a channel that that comes across the airwaves, not a cable subscription that you have to pay for, but a regular channel that you can just, any TV can pick up on the airwaves, which
right.
is going to be done in a minute because they're basically killing the analog signal. But anyway, that's a whole
right.
other subject. But you know, channels like that, they should be censored or whatever because, you know, kids can't access them easily. But at the end of the day, if your child goes to school, comes home, and is watching TV at 7 o'clock at night, and they hear anything or see anything, you're still held responsible as a parent because you should know what the fuck they're doing. If they're supposed to be
exactly.
upstairs doing their homework, you need to make sure they're doing it. If they are upstairs watching TV, every cable outlet in the fucking country, mandatory by the FCC, makes them put parental controls into each and every one of their fucking
exactly.
units. You feel what I'm saying? It's
that's
by law.
Saying.
You gotta have it on there. If you don't fucking use it as a parent, well, who are we?
I'm trying to see the whole scene. I want to see the whole sex scene. I'm not trying to get cuts and pieces
right.
knocked out. I'm paying for this cable. The child's not. You know, I have the right.
Oh, now they're gonna tell you all. They're gonna tell you, Lexi Poo, is if you want to hear all of that shit, go rent your fucking DVD or subscribe. To it. So,
okay.
Last question. Have you ever really had to curse a motherfucker out? And if so, when was the last time you had to do it, and why did you have to do it? That's the last question.
Y'all gonna talk about me, but one of the last was curse somebody out bad.
Curse somebody
it was my mama.
What?
And I'm gonna be real. It's K100, so I'm keeping it 100. So hey, I'm keeping it 100. And I had witnesses.
You
want to
tell me you
want to?
People
huh?
are raising. People are raising their hands as soon as you say that.
I'm keeping it 100. I mean, hey,
you
want to
tell me why?
Tell
me why you had to cuss your mom out.
My mom. Okay, basically, long story short, from Noonish and Tunish, I don't know, but my mom was She was a really bad mother.
Yeah, we understand. We got that part of
blah, blah. I let her come stay with me for a minute, uh-huh. and she was just pretty much just. Being a wreck, she was talking crazy to me, talking noise to me, and I didn't call her like no bitch or none of that. But I did use curse words when I started talking to her because she was very, very ungrateful. The fact that I'm doing for you and you ain't do nothing for me and you can get in my house and talk crazy to me and do little slick stuff, yeah, I went off on her. I'm gonna be real. I went off on her ass. I ain't kicked off though because that's my mama. I was nice until she got home.
You were nice. You just cussed her out. But
I went off on her. The curse word, I'm sorry. I was heated. I was mad. She was talking noise to me. I'm an adult. You can't talk to me like a kid. So I did go off on her. You know what I mean? Say
you
what
heard?
You want to say. I'm keeping
okay.
it 100. It was my mama.
Okay. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Lexi Poo, stay on the line if you can. I'm pretty sure somebody want to know why the hell you cussed your mama out. We'll give them a chance to ask you that question.
One too motherly.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Hit the number one if you're on the phone line if you want to talk. I got a lot of people on the phone line, but some people need to hit the number one. Shay's up next, though, but some more you hit the fucking number one. And I said fucking number one. That was lexical. Shay, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for calling the show. Welcome everybody to the show. K1 to Internet Radio. Episode 152, Potty Mouth. Now, of course, I have a potty mouth, but fuck you, pay me. All right? Now, this is what we're talking about on the show, and you know what we're talking about. You've heard, you read the synopsis. You know what it is, Shay, which is one of my frequent calls. Me and Shay are probably going to go back and forth about question three. I'm prepared for warfare with you ladies tonight.
Bring
just so
it.
You know, it is what it is. I'm telling you, what do you want me to say? It's a double standard, and what? I know you don't like it, but it's life. All right, I can't flirt with a cop and toot my ass out and sit my boobs
it's
up and get out of a ticket.
He might be gay. You don't never know.
Do you motherfuckers can't fuck who you want to fuck and then just curse willy nilly like a sailor and think nobody's gonna notice and you're gonna just be seen the same as everybody else. Sorry, ladies. Sorry, ladies. Power with a pussy. Y'all got the advantage, okay? Y'all got a lot of advantages to having that pussy, but there are some detractors. One of them happens to be that you just can't cuss like a motherfucking sailor without people looking at you kind of sideways. Now, if you don't like that, swap it out.
They don't like
347-934-0966. I got Shay on the line.
If they don't like it, they can just shut the fuck up and choke on spit.
Yeah, they could, but at the same time, you still won't be considered a lady. Now, do you use profanity often, Shay? Do you
I
have
do.
A potty mouth? You do?
I do. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what? I don't think I cuss like a sailor. I mean, I don't think I cuss like a sailor. I use a lot of cuss words, but it's like in certain contexts. Like, I just don't just start rambling. But if I'm in a conversation and it's appropriate to interject that word, that's just my personality. I mean, I might just say something. It depends
on... When is it appropriate to interject that word?
I don't give a fuck. That's appropriate.
Why can't you say, I don't care?
Because it doesn't emphasize, like I say, when I don't...
I don't care, why not?
Like I said, it doesn't emphasize just how much I don't care. It depends on the context of the conversation.
Stop. Let me tell you something. Look, okay? Now, listen, I personally don't really have a problem with women who cuss and shit. You feel me? I personally don't have a problem. But I understand and I totally get and I can really feel people who say, you know, it's really not ladylike for a woman to cuss like that. For you to say, I don't give a fuck. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. I personally don't have a problem with women that do it. I've said this before. Got a lot of my homegirls who talk like that, and we still cool or whatever. I don't treat them like I treat them like, you know what I'm saying, women and shit. But I also understand the people who say, and that's because I'm cut from a different cloth. But at the same time, I can also understand when people say, you know, it's really not ladylike. You feel what I'm saying? I'm actually not one of the guys who say a woman who go around willy nilly fucking people. You know, if you fuck four niggas a week, you know what I'm saying? Actually, no. If you fuck four niggas a week, I can fuck four women a week, and you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and you can call me a male whore, whatever. But you definitely can't fuck four men a week without me calling you a whore. It's not going down. I'm gonna call you a whore. It's not happening over here, K100. I'm gonna keep it real. You a hoe. Now, if you don't like being called a hoe, you can say fuck you, motherfucker. I don't care, whatever. But at the end of the day, you still a hoe in my book. Now, you don't gotta like it, and you can say I don't give a fuck about your opinion. That's cool. But over here in my brain, you a hoe. It's not gonna change nothing you can say. All the I don't give a fuck what you think. All the I don't give a care what you think in the world is not gonna change the fact that I look at you like a hoe. So I can understand people who say women, you know what I'm saying, should, you know, not cuss as much as men, especially out in public. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, you know, there are some females who are going around, or I won't say going around, who, like, try to hold that ladylike image. I'm not concerned about no ladylike image. I am who I am. If somebody want to call me a lady, they can call me a lady. But I'm going to be a woman all day long. So if I say something that somebody might not like.
So nothing's going to change. You said you're pissed sitting down, so you're definitely a woman. A woman and a lady is a woman and a lady is where we're separating the words. You feel what I'm saying?
I think I don't so much as offend people as I do shock people. I mean, because they probably, I mean, I think sometimes when I'm saying something and something come out of my mouth, I think people probably just wouldn't expect me to say it. But what they expect and what I am might be two different things. That's on them, not me.
Double standard, ladies. Deal with it. You got all the perks of having a pussy.
Whatever.
You got some drawbacks. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck else to tell you. If you want to cuss around and walk around and talk like a nigga and cuss like a nigga or whatever in the open and shit, okay. If a motherfucker look at you sideways and be like, you know, you really ain't a lady, don't get offended, motherfucker. That's their opinion.
I don't get offended. I ain't telling nobody I'm trying to be no lady. If I happen to be, then I'll be. If I'm not that day, then I ain't no lady.
You just said you don't give a fuck and they can choke on spit, and that's cool, but I can understand why they see you like that. I see their point. Because you're a female.
Well, if they say something about it, then they can get prepared to get cussed back. Because I don't say nothing about where they think, so don't come up and talk about it.
All of that
doesn't
change. All of that angst and shit don't change nothing. All right, next question. Do you get offended when people use a lot of profanity?
No. I grew up hearing a lot of profanity. I mean, my parents cussed. I mean, it's like hell and shit was my daddy's favorite word. I mean, everything had shit attached to it, it seems like. So, no, I don't.
If you were like Lexi Poo and you're in Walmart and some chicks two aisles over, they walking down the aisle and you know people can hear them, you can hear them, you're right over there and you're like, and they're like, man, I can't believe this stupid ass motherfucker gonna call me, girl, bitch, please, and you hear that, you don't feel, damn, why she cussing all out loud and shit like that? You don't think
now,
about that?
You know what though? I might look over there to see if something like about to go down or something like that. Or, you know, and see if it's, like, elderly people. Because, I mean, I'm respectful. I mean, I do try to refrain from, like, using certain words in the presence of elderly because, you know, I will talk to be respectful. But if I'm around my peers, like, my family, I'm just going to say however it comes out, however I feel to express myself for that moment.
What if you had a child? What if you had a child in the house?
Now, I don't cuss around children in the house. I don't do that. I really don't do that. Now, it don't matter if it's my family or anybody's kids. I don't cuss around kids. I mean, I do have that much respect for children. I don't do that.
I cuss around my kids. My kids listen to my music. But at the end of the day,
those are your kids, though. Those are your
that's
kids.
Right. Because I can tell them,
you hear daddy say this, you better not say it, or I'm going to whoop your ass.
Exactly. But, you know, some
that's your
people
butt.
Don't have cussing around their kids. So I have to be respectful. I don't know whether they do or not. So I just don't do it. Because,
but you curse, though. You have a potty mouth, but you just use it sparingly.
Yeah, no, I don't cuss in front of kids.
See, this is my point, and this goes up to the next question, all right? The next question, of course, Shay, is, do you think it's a double standard for women that use a lot of profanity? Do you think it's a double standard?
I don't really see it. I mean, it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't matter to me. But, I mean, it doesn't matter to me,
standard?
So I don't... It may be, I don't know. I don't know, it may be because I've heard
there
people say, well, that's not ladylike and
there
stuff like
that.
There is
a double
standard.
There's a double standard. I'm telling you what it is. Okay,
well,
if you don't,
saying, it doesn't affect me because I don't pay no attention to people when they say stuff like that. It just goes in one ear and comes back out the other. They can say whatever they want. So I mean, in terms of how I see it, it's like, okay, well, you think it's a double standard? You know, you think that women shouldn't say it? That's fine. It's not going to stop me from saying whatever.
And I understand that part. Just so long as you understand that the people that you tell them to choke on spit and die and say fuck you. Have a they have a valid point. Women, I'm sorry, ladies. I know you're gonna say Blizzard fuck you. And that's
wait
cool.
A minute, what is their valid point? Maybe I'm not understanding your question.
Their
what
valid
is
point
their valid
is,
point?
Their valid point is maybe you shouldn't cuss as much as a fucking man.
And who is it to say what should come out of my mouth?
Listen, man, the same person, the same unwritten rule that says you can't fuck whoever you want to fuck, as many guys as you want to fuck, without being called a whore.
What fucking right? got to do with speaking? People speak every day. This is called freedom of speech.
What I'm saying? Are you just purposely not paying attention?
I'm listening to what you're saying, but, you know, you don't.
So the double standard is this. In fact, okay, ladies, let me make sure I get this button right here. If you cuss as much as a fucking man and you cuss like a motherfucking sailor, and somebody tells you, you know, that's really not ladylike, women shouldn't cuss that much, that's their opinion, and I can understand and can relate to that. I personally could care less, but I'm in the minority. I'm a fucking rapper and a radio host, okay? So that's why it doesn't bother me as much. So what Blizzum thinks, and if you friends with me and you cussing shit around me and I still treat you like a lady and shit, and it, look, don't look for me as a guy, okay, ladies? I'm not the guy that you go by. I'm a fucking rapper, and I fucking run a radio show, an uncensored talk radio show. I cuss so fucking much that it doesn't bother me, but I'm trying to tell you, ladies, women, that if you do it to most of the people in society, just like Lexi Poo said, the one guy said, damn, why you cuss so much? That really ain't cool. You a chick, God. That's actually the norm. That's actually the standard.
And who is to determine what makes a lady?
Hey, motherfucker, that's if you fuck four niggas a week, you a hoe. They're people. And that
so
is what it is. Society.
So we are to let other people dictate what makes
it's
a
called hoe. Society. It's called society, Shay. It's called
so
society.
We're conforming everything according to society?
You know what?
We're not being our own people anymore?
It could be whatever they want to be. If you fuck four niggas a week, you a hoe. Period. And that's not changing over here with me either. Okay? Now, you can say what you want to say. You can come and you can say niggas do this and niggas do that, so I can do this and that. Bitch, you was a hoe if you fuck four niggas a week. Okay?
See, speech is not about doing something like somebody else does. I mean, it's
the
like
point
everyone...
is etiquette. Why is it so hard to comprehend for Shay tonight, ladies and gentlemen? and all the women on the phone line.
Oh, men are headed or whatever. I'm just saying.
I know y'all raising your hand because y'all could, but are we going to play now on the phone like double standards don't exist? Well, I know fucking well they do, and so do you.
I'm just saying, you can call it double standards. It doesn't affect me. I just want to know who determines, you know, what and what is not a lady.
Exactly. Who is society?
Okay, and again, so now we're going to let society dictate how we
yes.
should behave.
If
in
you
terms
cut
of
the
our
whole bunch for no apparent reason, then that's considered not ladylike.
We're talking about speech.
I don't
care,
hey,
man. Language. We're talking about our method of communication. You don't have to walk around throw your pussy on people.
Okay. I'm going to the next question. Shay is not understanding. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not bound down on this one.
You have to buy down.
I'm just trying to tell you women.
Well, I'm trying to tell you women, when people say that and you hear other men say that, don't look all shocked and don't get all motherfucking hot under the collar. Like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Well, they can kiss my... Okay, well, you can say all that.
It doesn't bother me until they come and say something to me directly.
That is part of the downside of having a pussy. You guys got pussy.
I would have a problem if someone comes up to me and said, you don't
need
to say that.
There's a lot of downside to having your pussy that you get to take advantage of all the fucking time, and you use it all the fucking time. Okay, so I don't want to hear your shit when it comes to the detractions of having your fucking pussy. All right?
I wouldn't trade it for the world, honey.
Well, keep it. And goddamn it, understand that you motherfucking might not be seeing the ladies to motherfuckers when you cuss a lot and moving along. Yeah. Next question. When did you start to use profanity, and what age do you think is too young for people to be cussing?
I think I was maybe 12 or 13, but I didn't cuss, all the time, and I didn't cuss like I cuss now. I might have, said a word here and there or whatever, or, if something happened, I was like, shit, or something like that, but I wasn't, cussing. I just, said a word here or there.
So if you was in a room full of kids, and they were in 12 years old, and one of them said, man, did you see this fucking shit on TV? What would you think? A little too much?
Yeah, I would think, you little badass. What you doing cussing so damn
bad? Oh, they bad?
That's what I would think.
When did you start cussing again?
Yeah, I didn't say I wasn't bad.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying. You asked the question. I'm answering it honestly.
So you would say that it is too young to be cussing?
Yeah, it was too young for me to be cussing, and my daddy told me so. He said, you ain't grown. So, at that point, I realized, okay, I just shouldn't say it around mom and daddy.
Okay, so... High school.
Yeah, high school. By high school, you ain't grown, but, you're coming into young adulthood. So, yeah, I think I don't want to use the term appropriate. I would say I think it's acceptable to, say some choice words in high school because, you're coming into your own. You're learning about communication and how you want to express yourself and all of that good stuff. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good time.
Okay. Do you think religious people that use profanity are hypocrites?
Yes, I sure do. Mm-hmm. I sure do. Because in my view, it's okay, if you're calling yourself a Christian and you're setting the example of for people who are supposed to aspire to be Christ-like, okay, how are you going to be spewing out every other word just like me and you're trying to tell me how to do something better? I mean, if you're going to do something just like me.
Okay, hold on, because Lexi Poo just said, It's not that bad because she's not in the pulpit and she's not on the deacon board.
I don't give a damn. If you cussing and you're saying that you're a Christian, okay, and we're supposed to be Christ-like, set an example for other people so that, they too want to be more Christ-like, then how are you going to sit up here and cuss just as much as me and then be talking about God is good, you need to do this and do that? What am I listening to you for and you doing just as much as I'm doing?
Now we'll agree on something, Shay. Now we'll agree on something tonight. I think people like Lexi Poo who claim they're Christians and still cuss and fornicate and all that are just utterly ridiculous. Now, I like Lexi Poo. She's a good person and everything, but
I have nothing against Lexi Poo. You know what I'm saying? Right there, we disagree right
just
there.
Just say you go to church on Sunday. Don't say you're a Christian because you're not really a Christian because you're not really trying because soon as whoever comes over, he's going to mash you.
Yeah. You can't be going out hoeing and drinking and getting dicked down the night before and then sitting up in church and talking about hallelujah.
It doesn't fall over well for me. Okay, people who do that, I'm not buying it. I let people speak her piece, but actually I totally disagree with that particular point. You feel me? Then that's only because I know true Christians who are not in the pulpit and they don't gamble, they don't buy lottery tickets, they don't curse, they don't fornicate, they don't preach, and they're not on the deacon board. They go just like Lexi Poo and just sit in the pews and listen on Sunday and they don't do any of that shit. That's a Christian.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they might not be all the way there yet or whatever, but they're living the life that they're aspiring to be. So they're living a life to see an example. So when people see them, that's an example of a Christian.
Right. Of course, Lexi Poo's probably not going to agree with anything that we're saying. She's going to feel like she's a Christian and that's her right. And
it ain't nothing personal against Lexi Poo. It's the principle of the matter.
If she feels like that, then that's cool. You feel what I'm saying? But, of course, us on the outside looking like, if you cussing like a motherfucker over here and shit, and you over here sipping this motherfucker Ciroc with me, and then I fuck you tomorrow, you tell me I'm going to church on Sunday because I'm a Christian, I'm going to look at you like, okay, I'll see you next week. Suck my dick. And I'm just going to ignore the whole part you said before that.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, moving right along. Do you think that profanity is censored too much or not enough in our society?
I think it's censored too much. I mean, because, like, what you see on television, what you hear on the radio, now the radio, I guess I could, because the kids, they can just turn on a knob or whatever. But, you know, like, I'm agree with Lexi too on some of that stuff. Like, some you turn on some shows, you can't even watch a different decent movie anymore because they don't bleep so much stuff out. I mean, really? It just detracts from the whole context of the conversation sometimes. When it's so bleeped out, you might not even be able to make out what they're really saying.
Yeah,
and
you're right about
just
that.
The language, like, you know, cutting out scenes. Because I've, like, seen movies that, like, might come on television.
So,
and I was like, wait a minute. They left out some parts.
So you think it's censored too much?
Yes, I do. I think it's censored too much.
So you think regular movies on shows should be able to? I ain't gonna lie. If you watch my favorite network is FX, and they have like best shows to me outside of HBO. And HBO I think has a disadvantage because they can't say and do things on HBO that you just can't get away with on regular cable. But FX,
I think I just got spoiled with HBO then
FX is another show that's on cable, and they have a lot of shows that where they push the envelope. They say bitch and kind, and they have like, you know, rough sex scenes, but without it, they push it to the very brink of censorship before the FCC tells them, hey, what the fuck are you doing? And that's my favorite station. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? That's my favorite station.
Figure.
You know what I mean? It's because the shows seem more realistic. Because I'm thinking, like, okay, if a motherfucker's got an AK-47 and he's going over to this motherfucker's house to kill him, he's not saying, oh, I'm going to kill this bastard when I see him. He'll be like, I'm going to kill this motherfucker.
Darn it.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why
my
watch
point. It like detracts from the whole context of really the meaning of the show. I mean.
But, so I think it's censored a little too much, but I'm not mad about that. And maybe it's because I have kids. And I know that my kids can just be flicking through channels on their way to get from Nickelodeon, on their way to get from Nickelodeon, from BET to Nickelodeon, whatever. They got to pass about.
You can pre-program those channels, though, Blue.
You can. I could. You know what I'm saying? And if I don't program the channels, if I don't, and they see something they don't need to be seen, I'm not going to be calling Comcast and bitching and complaining like a little motherfucking bitch. It's me. Because I could stop it. I just didn't. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if they see something that I think they shouldn't see, then it's my fault at the end of the day. I'm not passing blame on Comcast or whoever else. But I can understand the point. But I think it is censored a little bit too much, a tad bit too much. Even though, actually, at this point right now, with cable TV, we are getting away with basically about as much as I think we should get away with on basic. If you watch Family Guy and certain kind of shows, some of the shit that they stay and do, I'm like, you know, at South Park, oh, fuck, yeah, and South Park is on regular cable.
Gosh.
So at the end of the day, I think we're about pushing to where we need to be with regular TV and censorship. Because South Park says some shit, I'm like, I'm glad my fucking kids are asleep. And I just hope they never just happen to watch this shit any kind of way.
I was
going
to say, you know what, I think because of the time that it comes on, like certain things, maybe they feel like, okay, we can sneak that in and nobody's really going to catch it.
Well, you know, on fucking Friday nights, my son doesn't have a bedtime because it's
most
weekend.
Kids don't. But,
so,
you
know,
they still say, okay, we're going
to
put this
on late. He could be up at that time and watching the episode of South Park, which comes on at 11 o'clock. My son doesn't go to bed till maybe 12 o'clock. Sometimes 1 in the morning on a Friday because he doesn't have it unless it's basketball season and he's got a game the next morning. Other than that, I let him ride out. So if I'm in the room working on some beats and shit and he's in there watching TV, he could flip back and catch the episode of South Park without me noticing. Of course, again, I'm not blaming Comcast because I could have went in there and blocked Comedy Central during those hours and I just didn't do it. So I'm not going to pass the buck and say, oh, my God, what the fuck is Comedy Central doing? I want to start a petition like a little bitch. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying. A little much. It is a little much. Last question.
Okay.
Have you ever had to really curse a motherfucker out? And if so, when was the last time you did it and why?
You know, I don't do that very often. I'm honestly say I really don't. But well, I have had to.
But you don't cuss people out.
Yeah, I don't cuss people out. I mean, I don't like just be like, you know, you bitch ass motherfucker. You know, I don't just go off on nobody like that. But unless it's well deserved. Like if I'm
When was the last time you whipped? I know you've cussed somebody out.
I almost had to whip this girl's ass, pretty much. That's the last time I really, because I was, like, upset and angry and, you know, trying to not let my anger get the best of me, and she had the nerve to say some stuff, slick out her mouth. Oh, my goodness. And what'd she do that for?
What was she saying? What was it about? Real quick. Back to the next call.
Well, bitch, how you gonna do? I mean, she. It was basically she was disrespecting me in my house, and I was like trying to, you know, be calm about it and like remove her from the scene. But yeah, it got to be one. And bitch, I'm about to whoop your ass, kind of thing. So that's pretty much what it ended up getting to like that.
Oh, okay. All right. But sometimes you just gotta cuss the motherfucker out.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Thanks for calling, Shay.
Okay.
All right, Michigan girl, what's popping?
What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show. You dig? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 152. Potty mouth. That's so hood. Oh. That's so hood. It's like it's getting cut off too short. Anyway, I ain't fucking with it. Michigan girl, what's happening?
What is it? What's going on?
What's going on? You hear what we're talking about. You know the questions. Let's go ahead and jump into it. Do you use profanity often? Do you have a potty mouth?
I do use profanity. I guess it's often. Well, yeah, I guess so.
So you do, you have a potty mouth, right?
Some people might think so, yeah.
When do you use it? Do you have a filter on it? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Do you just curse in general? Does it matter wherever you add, or do you use some kind of restraint?
No, like, I'm not going to curse at work unless I'm mumbling some stuff under my breath, you know.
Uh-huh.
I do have a filter on it, I try, for a long time I wouldn't cuss in front of my kids just because, you know, they're older now, and I still try to restrain how much I curse in front of them, even though it's, you know, I'm grown and this is what I do, but I do curse. I have a filter, but I'm not going to go and say, oh, no, I don't, you know, I don't curse.
Okay, all right. Do you get offended when people curse and use a lot of profanity? I notice people who, I've seen people who cuss like a motherfucker themselves get offended when people cuss because they feel like it's not the right time or they shouldn't do it there, like if they're in a store or something. I'm like, you cuss like a motherfucker, but you just got mad because the person cussed out loud in Kroger. You feel me? Do you ever get offended when you hear people using profanity, a lot of profanity, even though you just said that you're a potty mouth?
I don't get offended. I may think to myself, well, damn, I wouldn't, you know, saying that all loud like that. Like the example you were talking about in Walmart, you know, I'd probably be like, they could have, you know, toned that down or kept that to themselves. But I'm not offended. I just might think they, you know, should have toned it down or kept it to themselves. But it doesn't offend me because you didn't say no.
Okay, all right.
But you ought if you don't turn that damn music down in my ear.
What, the background music?
Yes, it's loud.
I can hear you perfectly, but I turn it down some.
Okay.
But if you cuss me out, I'll fucking murk your ass on this motherfucker. All right?
Oh, you've been killing me the last couple shows anyway, so I...
You deserve it.
Whatever. Okay.
Next question.
Uh-huh.
Do you think it's a double standard for women that use a lot of profanity?
Yes.
Do you agree with that double standard? Do you accept it? You may not agree with it, but do you accept it?
I accept it because it's just the way of the world. I mean, I know, okay, and I know the lady's probably going to be like, what the hell? But, I mean, I understand that there's a double standard when it comes to men and women, just like when we had the last conversation. It's true. A woman can't go out and fuck as many men as a man can go out and fuck women. We all know this. It's just a matter of some women want to say, well, that's not right. Okay, it may not be right, but it's the way of the world. It was the way, if you think about it, it was the way you was brought up. Shit, I was brought up, keep your dress down, your legs closed, you're supposed to get married, and don't be sleeping with, you know, Joe Blow and whoever, save it till you get married. I mean, that's the world. So, yes, there's always going to be a double standard with the things that women can do and the things that men can do.
Okay. So I have nothing else to say because you already know what it is. It seems that you get that. For some reason Shay don't get that. And Shay doesn't. Let me ask Shay one more time, Shay. Shay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Shay. Shay. Do you Do you get it like what she just said? Do you understand what she just said? Do you get that?
I understand what she just said. Nothing against what she just said. My whole thing was, whose right is it to determine what determines
okay.
the lady?
All
That's
right.
all I'm saying.
All right,
That's
I'm
all.
Hanging up. Okay, fine. We're still gonna go back and forth because I'm not
no,
gonna do.
No, she understands. She's just saying that who decided.
She's just like these fucking women who go out here and say, well, what fucking right do you have, nigga? You don't got it, whatever, and then they go fuck 50 niggas and wonder why nobody want to marry their whole ass. So anyway, I'm not even going to just go there with y'all tonight. Next question.
Oh, Lord.
Next question. When did you start to use profanity, and at what age do you think is too young to use profanity?
I started using profanity probably about 13. Maybe, yeah, between 13 and 14, something like that, you know, because it was cool to, you know, say shit, hell, you know, and all of that stuff. But too young is like 11, 12. I think really maybe high school is, you know, but that's not the real world.
You have two kids. How old are your kids again?
You're going to put all my business on that. My kids are 16 and 11.
Okay, so if you heard your 11-year-old cussing like you do, ass whooping or not?
Hell yeah, she getting her ass whooped.
What about your son?
If I heard my son curse, because he is 16, he is almost 17, we would have a talk, and I would tell him, you know, about being respectful.
Is it because he's a guy?
No, it's not because he's a guy. It's because of his age.
If your daughter was 16 and you heard her cussing like that, would you say, if your roles were reversed and your daughter was the older one and you heard her cussing like that, would you say anything resembling this right here? You know that's really not ladylike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, ladies. Because you fucking know damn well, at the end of the day, in this world that we live, in this double standard society that we have, which I didn't make it. It's been here since I've been here. It's evolving a little bit, but it's still here. That is what it is. This is what I'm trying to get Shay to understand, and she's just not fucking getting it.
Shay just wants to know who decided that it wasn't.
No one! It's the collective unit of society.
We'll never know. And like
no
said,
one. No, there's no one person. There's no one person to point the finger at, okay? That's like saying, who started slavery? No one knows. It just was, okay? No one can point the finger and say, that guy started slavery. No one can do that. Just like no one. So no one can point it. There is no who. The collective us and women, not just men. Because you have women who hear women who say shit and be like, damn, she ain't no kind of motherfucking lady. You feel what I'm saying? So it ain't just us, okay, ladies? All right.
Okay.
I already knew.
You're a little heated.
I don't understand people like Shay who don't fucking get that shit. And they want to why? And they want to live in this fantasy world where they think they can just do and say whatever, like they fucking got a swinging dick and balls on between their legs, and they don't. They keep. You know what it is. Next question.
Next question.
Do you think religious people that use profanity are hypocrites?
Yes, I do.
You do. So you wouldn't agree with Lexi Poole's assessment that she's a Christian, even though she cusses and all this kind of stuff and she fornicates and all that, she's still a Christian.
I mean, I'm not going to question her Christianity because that's not my place. I'll just say that my opinion.
If you was around somebody like Lexi Poole and you and Lexi Poole was at a party and on Wednesday you heard Lexi Poole say she's a Christian, but then y'all go to a party on Friday and she that motherfucker drinking some rock and saying, man, this motherfucker said my dad made me fucking sick, blah blah blah, and then she leave with a nigga and you know he get pussy. And you said, would you say Lexi Poole's a hypocrite? She's not lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I would say she's
hypocrite. Lexi Poole obviously wants to defend herself. Hold on. Yes, Lexi Poole.
No, I think people are confused. I guess everyone else's definition of being a Christian, what I meant by being a Christian is my belief in Christ. Now, I do go to church. I don't go to church every Sunday because most Sundays I have to work. But I do go to church to better myself and learn the word. Now, I'm not saying you got to go to church to be, you know, to be holy or whatever. That's not my point. But it does help to be around other people who know the word so who can
so therefore they can teach me the word. Now, I never said I was perfect, because I'm not, and I don't go preaching to nobody else. Now, that guy ain't never heard me doing that. But I, well, my perception of being a Christian is the fact that I do believe in Christ. You can
believe
in Christ and still be and not be perfect. Lord knows I'm not. Okay, well, I think it's the perception, okay, because I guess when people say, oh, they're Christian, they're all, you know, they're Christ-like, they do everything perfect. That is not me. But I do try to get better. Yes, I am. That's the reason why I'm going to church, so I can hear the word. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to say that I'm just perfect. You know, so I think it's the perception of how what I said, how it was took. And I feel like, yes, I'm the student. I'm not the teacher. I'm not going out there teaching and preaching on other people. I can't do that. But I do go to church and sit in the pew to learn the word. You know, and to get the gospel to help better myself and help. You know, there's a lot of teachings that I do take. I take with me every day. It don't mean I'm going to leave church perfect. It just don't mean I'm going to leave church with a little bit more knowledge and feeling a little
bit
of I mean, maybe it was just the way, I don't know, it was because I said Christian.
Maybe it's because you're saying Christian. Most people, when they think of Christian, they think of somebody that's on a certain path, and you're not, you may still be learning and growing, but you're definitely not doing, you're not doing the smoking, the drinking, the partying. You're going to church. You know, maybe not every Sunday, but as often as possible. And there are certain things that you've already cut out. That's what most people expect when you say Christian. Now, you can say, I go to church, I believe in God, whatever, but I think just the word Christian, when you hear
that, maybe
you
I should have said
someone
that.
Who's already cut out. Right? You
so,
when
so
maybe I should have
word,
said that then. It was the wording. Maybe I should have
cut out. And they just working on some other stuff.
Because I just made it clear that I'm the student. I go to church to listen, to get
the
word.
I
don't go to preach on nobody.
I said what I said because you said you are Christian. I asked you twice to make sure. You said,
well, maybe
yes,
it's my interpretation of my form of what being a Christian means. I mean, I don't just walk in the right. You know, I know people who don't curse. You know, I would consider my aunt a full-blown Christian. The only word she ever uses, hell.
Well,
and she don't use that.
Now you're trying to break it down into the kind of a Christian and fool.
No. I'm not saying the kind of Christian. I feel that she is. You would never catch her partying. She stopped. She'll tell you she stopped drinking when she was saved. She don't do none of that. You
so
know what I'm saying? But I'm not like her. I'm not like that. I take it from being a Christian, believing
so
in Christ. Well, maybe I should have just said I believed in Christ. I should have put it like that. But me going to church on Sunday, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's not wrong with getting word.
No one is saying that. Like,
but I'm not I wouldn't say.
You're part of a Christian. And I said, and the question, once again, everybody that's on the phone line is, listening to the podcast, whatever else, do you think religious people that use profanity are hypocrites?
But religious people, would you consider a person being just religious if they go to church? Are you just saying someone who goes to church?
I said,
a hypocrite, or are you saying somebody who actually professes to be perfect, Christian is a hypocrite? Because just because I go to church and I curse don't make me a hypocrite.
I said, damn it. God damn it. You let me talk.
Go ahead,
Blue. You fucking mute me. I can do that, but I fucking mute your ass. I said that. I painted that with a broad brush, and I said religious people because I didn't want to X out a Muslim or anybody else that might be called into my show. If you don't know, so I didn't want to make it seem like I'm just picking on Christianity. That's why I worded it that way. But since we're talking about Christianity, as it pertains to you and your religion is Christianity, I honed in on it, and I asked you a specific question after that. But I painted it with a broad brush when I put it in my synopsis because if not, Christians are the only people who listen to my show. You feel what I'm saying? So when it came to you, it was broken down and specified to Christianity. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
All right. So stand by. All right, Michigan girl. All
right. Dang it, man.
I had to make sure, you know. Well, she hit number one again, so I had to make sure.
I know she
got
coming in, and, you know, I didn't want her to feel like, you know, anybody was picking on her because I, you know, definitely not trying to do that. That's why I said maybe it's, you know, because most people, when they say Christian, they think of someone who's already given up most of the worldly things, as the church would say, and you still striving for other things, but you definitely not smoking, drinking, or cursing, or, you know, things like that. So, of course, if someone tells me they're a Christian, and they tell me they go to church, they in the choir, they on the usher board, whatever the case may be, and they profess that, and they cussing and drinking and partying, then I am going to call them a hypocrite.
Right, and to make it fair, nigga, you can't tell me you're Muslim and then order a pepperoni pizza, nigga.
Right, that's pork.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's the same, but, you know, like I said, we're in America, a Judeo-Christian country, you know what I'm saying? So most of the people who call this show, you know what I'm saying, are going to be of that faith, especially because I'm based out of the South, and a lot of my callers are, and so, you know, that's the religion. The preferred religion, you know, below the Bible Belt. You feel what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Next question. Do you think profanity is censored too much or not enough in our society today? Technical 910, you're up next. Do you think profanity is censored too much or not enough in our society today?
I think it's censored a little bit too much, but I do understand why, because I have kids. But ultimately, the parents are responsible for teaching and training the kids. So that's why I say I think it is censored too much, because when my kids were younger, I had parental blocks and all of that stuff to try to make sure that there were certain things that they didn't, you know, see, watch, accidentally come across. I mean, even now, they're older, but I still monitor, you know, the things that they watch. And if it's something that I think we need to talk about, well, we gonna talk about it. But, yeah, because sometimes, like Shay said, you watching a movie and you like, okay, this is going to be good. And then you're like, well, what the hell? They done skipped the whole part of, he wasn't going to say that. You know,
right,
so it
right,
just
right.
Can mess up the whole flow. And I'll never forget when I caught my son watching South Park and I felt like he was too young. We had to have a serious talk about that one.
What did he see that you didn't, what was the problem?
I mean, it was just because, you know.
I mean, that show is fucking utterly ridiculous. So no child.
Right.
No child
under
high school should watch South Park, not even in middle school. You know
what I'm saying? Right, that's why I feel like no child under like 13, 14 should be watching that, and he was. And because I wasn't even aware of South Park, and like most kids, on the weekends, Friday and Saturday, they don't really have a bedtime. So I had no idea, and I'm just like, I happened to come in the living room, and I'm like, well, what the hell is he watching? I mean, they just going in, talking about shit and ass and
right.
All, and then the cross-dressing gay teacher or whatever that's been having
right.
sex change. I'm like, what
right.
the fuck is this?
Exactly.
So, of course, we had to have a talk, and I was like, you know, I don't feel that this is appropriate or whatever. Now, you know, he's 16, you know, I don't even think he still likes South Park, but he does watch Family Guy. So we'll sit up and watch that together, but
you watch Family Guy, we're way old enough. Did you let your daughter watch Family Guy?
Huh?
You let your daughter watch Family Guy?
No, I don't allow her to watch Family Guy yet, just because some of the humor is, you know, a little, it's adult. Is they go in on so much different stuff. I do not allow her to watch that yet. I mean, I feel like when she gets about 13, if it's still on or reruns or whatever, then that's a little bit more suitable age, but not right now.
Okay. Have you ever had to really cut the motherfucker out? And if so, when was the last time, and why did you have to do it? That's the whole story. I'm leaving nothing out.
Cut somebody or cut somebody out. Because, see, I don't want you to kill
somebody,
me.
Cut the motherfucker out. You know what it means to cut the motherfucker out. Go ahead.
You finna kill me. Damn it, man. I cussed my mama out.
Tell the people why.
Okay, well, anybody that's listened to what episode was that when we was talking about the parents knows that my mom, you know, was not a good mom. She didn't raise me, really. But, I've tried to, you know, I've forgiven her, and I try to maintain a relationship with her. And I was having some issues with my son. He was, you know, he waits till he gets to his junior year in school and wants to mess up. He's been like a straight-A student. So, you know, I was kind of frustrated. And, you know, we were talking, and, you know, she just really said some things that I felt that she shouldn't say, like, you know, it's like, wait a minute, how the hell are you going to tell me how to raise my kids? You didn't even raise me. I was like, I was much younger when I had my son than you were. I've worked at times two jobs. I've been a single parent for most of his life, and I think I've done a damn good job. And for you to sit up and tell me I'm overreacting and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing and all of this, it was just crazy. And I tried really hard to I hung up and all of that, but she kept calling back and she kept pushing them buttons. It was like, well, you don't know what the fuck you're doing and how you want to, you know, do this. And so I was like, look here, and I'm guilty. I said the B word. I did. But it was like she was just pushing these buttons because it's like, you didn't raise me. You were no kind of mother. And you raised my brother, and I see how well that worked. My brother's 18 and been to jail 3 times already. So it just kind of pushed my buttons because I've bent over backwards. I've done everything for my kids. Like I said, everything from working 2 jobs to make sure they got everything they need, most of what they want. They've always had a roof over their head. They've all of this, and for her to sit here and attack my motherhood, it just kind of, I just went there and I just kind of and went into a blind rage. So, yeah, it is what it is.
But I killed you. But also at the same time, we had another show where we talked about parents, you know what I'm saying, and respect for parents, and is there ever time to disrespect your parents or whatever. And my friend here, Michigan girl, did actually break down her childhood, and it was fucking horrendous. You know what I'm saying? Her mother is just a bad mother. She's one of the mamas that you're just glad you didn't have growing up. The story that she told, you're just glad she wasn't my mama. And anybody would have a mom like that, and the story that she told from that episode, you don't have the same kind of respect for them. I'm not saying that it was still right that you called your mama a bitch.
And you know what? I did apologize later on. But you're right, because me and my mother more have a sister or friend relationship. Now, my grandmother,
who... What's your story in that? I have to kill you because you called her a bitch. But at the end of the day, I can also understand. You feel
right.
me? You know what I'm saying? Because your mother was not a very good mother at all. Your mother was not a good mother. She was horrible.
But my grandmother, I would never. My grandmother,
because
I never.
That's the person that you see as your mother. Your mother is the one that you see as your mother.
But I would never, ever, ever curse her out like that. So, and I guess I have that mother respect for my grandmother instead of my mother, because my grandmother basically came and got me and raised me. And if it wasn't for her, ain't no telling what would have happened.
Right, so I can understand that. For I think that's why Lexi Poole's story is similar to yours. Y'all both had the same mama. You feel what I'm saying? So even when Lexi said I had to cuss my mama out and blah blah blah, I wasn't really just really tripping on her like that for real. You feel me? I tripped on her about the Christianity part, but that's far more something that I would be critical of her than I would be for cussing her mama out, because she told the story of what kind of mother she had growing up. And let me just disclaimer. I'm not saying that it's okay to cuss your mama out ever at the end of the day, because that is your mom at the end of the day. But some of you motherfucking people out here did not live through that shit. So you can't expect somebody who had moms like those people had to have the same amount of respect that you had for your mama. Now you gonna have somebody that's on my line right now that's saying, nigga, I had a mama like that, but I still would never cuss my mama out. That's you. We all built differently, okay? And it is what it is. But what I'm saying is, I did have a mama like that. You feel what I'm saying? But me being the motherfucker I am, me being me, the way I see the world, if my mama was like that, I would cuss that motherfucker out too if she did some crazy shit to me. I would never cuss my mama out. Not my mama was nothing like your mama. But I got uncles and other relatives that I love dearly, but that did some fuck shit, and I whooped my own family member's ass. You feel what I'm saying? That's my family. So I feel like I got it in me to cuss my own mama out if she was that kind of a motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? Now that's just goddamn plain simple truth. Now my mama wouldn't like that. I don't have that issue. So if you, the people who had to cuss their parents out, I ain't talking about the motherfuckers that need to be on God. I ain't talking about the motherfucking little white girl that's on what's the new 80s show they got?
Beyond Scared,
with her mama just trying to help her fuck ass, and the little motherfucking white girl out there cussing her mama out like a dog just because she just want to stay up late or some shit. I ain't talking about that. When your mama did things that she did to you in your life, I can see you not having that motherly respect for her. So I'm still gonna kill her, and I'm killing Lexi Poole also for doing it. But that's with a side note of, but I get it.
Yeah, and I mean, I still felt like it was, you know, ultimately she is my mother regardless of whatever. And I, you know, later on, you know, after everything calmed down and she called, I apologized and, you know, everything. But at the time, like I said, because we don't have that type of relationship, and she kept pushing them buttons, yeah, it was what it was, and I let go.
Right, right, exactly. So, I stand by on the line. I got two more calls. I got to get to 910. Keith's on the line also, so I'm going to try to get her to get to her, all right? I got to get to 910. All right, 910.
Yo, what up?
Oh, what up, Derek? What's going on?
Chilling.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show, homie. See you up next, babe. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Hit the number one. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Bismuth. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in on the phone lines. Everybody that's listening at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And welcome, everybody, that's listening to me on the podcast. I appreciate you. I got my homie Derek on the line. Derek, what's happening, homie?
Ain't nothing, man. Just left that gym.
Ah. You trying to get right for the summer or what?
Man. Got
it. It's around the corner, actually. Okay, episode 152. Even though it's cold as fuck tonight. You know what I'm saying? Do you use profanity? Do you have a potty mouth? Like yours truly?
Yeah.
Yeah? You do?
Yeah.
What do you use? Why do you say that? Do you use... You say motherfucker and...
I say what I want to say. I cuss all over the place. Sometimes I try not to around kids, but, I be cussing, for no reason, too, sometimes. There won't be no need for me to throw a motherfucker in there, but I'll throw one in there just because I can.
Why do people feel they have to have a reason to say motherfucker?
I'm saying, but just, you talking like a normal conversation, you be like, yo, man, I went to the gym or some shit, but sometimes I'll be like, man, I just went to the motherfucking gym, nigga, for no reason,
yeah.
I just add that word in there.
At that point, you've turned motherfucker into an adjective. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what is an adverb? I don't know. I didn't do good in English.
One of the two.
But one of the two. But anyway, yeah. In any event, you know what I'm saying? I do that too all the time. But I admit I have a potty mouth, and so do you. So we can move to the next question. Because you admitted you have one. But I don't know. I guess we just have potty mouths. We just it is what it is. Do you get offended when other people use a lot of profanity?
Nah, not really.
It don't bother you. Let's say you was at Walmart and you was just walking down the aisle and the motherfucker over there and right next to you cussing and shit. Man, what the fuck? And it's loud enough for you to hear and there's other people around. Do you feel damn, they need to watch it or come sit down? Even though you got a potty mouth yourself.
I mean, it depends on what they cussing about. Because, if somebody, they whining and they cussing, it just depends on how I feel about it. If I feel like they whining for no ass reason about something, especially at a store, why they don't got that fucking shit I want? I don't want to hear that shit right now.
But you got a potty mouth.
Yeah, I know, but I'm... but I don't know.
You're one of these people I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it will bother me, but not. It wouldn't bother me like that. I'd still probably be man, why are you whining? But that's probably the most I get out of it. Not why are you cussing, but why are you whining? So it kind of depends on how they're using it.
But if they weren't saying the curse words, you probably wouldn't even notice it. Right? Huh?
Yeah.
So it's the cursing that bothers you. Even though you have a potty mouth.
Yeah,
you're
right. Yeah, it bothers me a little bit.
Now, do you think that is a double standard for women that use a lot of profanity? Do you think it's unladylike when a chick says a whole bunch of cuss words and shit? How do you feel about a chick that cusses a lot for no reason?
I don't really like it like that. I mean, cussing like me, nah. If she cusses a little bit, that's cool, but. I cuss how I cuss, I don't really like that too much.
Let me ask you this, because you're the first guy on the line, and we had a lineup of women, even though I got other guys on the phone. Does it turn you off?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, honestly. I hope some more guys are hitting number one, but I want to ask that guy that question. Does it turn you off?
Yeah, don't get twisted, though. I don't mean I'm still not going to hit it, but...
Could she be wifey? Could she be main chick?
No, she probably couldn't be wifey.
Interesting.
But I can still smash from the side, though.
Well, I can smash a lot of motherfuckers that don't want to wife. That's not the point. Yeah. As that the fuck somebody and marrying them is two totally different things. That has absolutely nothing to do with one another. When did you start to use profanity, and what age is it too young, do you think, to be using profanity?
I probably started, like, around 13, like, 7th, 8th grade. And then too young, probably, like, 10, 11.
Uh-huh.
In that area, like, just when you still kind of in elementary school.
You got any nephews, nieces, or cousins or anything?
Yeah, I got a nephew, but he don't, like, I be catching him, but I hit him, like, I come across his face when I hear it. Like, because then he be playing the game, if he lose or something, he'll be like, shit. Like, he'll say it by accident, he'll look around and make sure nobody's around. Like, I heard him say it a couple of times, and I smacked across his face, but he only, like, he's only 8. He's only 8.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. If he's only 8. I can't find my mash time. I got to go back and find it. Yeah, if he's only 8. Yeah, you got to go in the mashing real quick.
I don't really help the situation because sometimes, like, I hear it and I hit him and I'll be like, yo, don't be saying that shit around here. Like, so
wow.
Don't be helping. Like,
you just slap him and
sometimes I'll be fucking up, like, because I still say it and I know I'm not supposed to, but it just come out, like, just come out. And I'm just be like, damn, I'm not.
Because you're
fighting my
mouth.
I need to slap my damn self.
You're a potty mouth.
Yeah.
You already admitted that you are, so there's no need to you saying that you said, like, I mean, I don't know. You said it all. I don't know why. You know why? It's because you're a potty mouth.
Right? I'm saying, but I know I'm not supposed to, but it's just the fact that it's like
alcoholics know they shouldn't drink and drive, but they do it all the time. That's the same thing.
Now, I'm alcoholics do that shit too, though.
I'm going to have a show about that in 2 weeks. Do you think religious people that use profanity are hypocrites?
Yeah.
We live in America. Let me think. So we live in America, and this is the South, and let me make it that specific. I painted it with a broad brush, but let's just take Christianity, which I really didn't want to pick on Christianity, but since most people on my line, obviously, that's their religion of choice, Christianity. If someone says they're a Christian, do you think they should curse?
Nah.
So you think they're hypocrites if they curse and they say they're Christian?
Nah, because, I mean, if you're I don't know, because kind of like what Michigan girl was saying, it's kind of how they hold themselves as far as being, like, what they feel like a Christian is. I know what it is, but I'm saying, like, if they talking about, like, they're a saved Christian, like a real Christian, like, hell, nah, they shouldn't be.
Wait a minute. You said... Say it again, because I think you said that you mean like a saved Christian, like a real Christian.
Saying, like, if they feel like they're a real Christian, then they really shouldn't be cussing.
Exactly. That's just cut and dry. There's nothing else to talk about. Okay.
So, I mean, you can't. I mean, I would say more of us, we would say, most people would say they're Christians, but a lot of us probably just qualify as believing in Christianity right now, because
right.
we ain't holding up our end of the bargain, so to say.
Right. So, do you think that profanity is censored too much or not enough in our society today?
I mean, for me, obviously I got a potty mouth, so I don't mind hearing it, like, especially on TV. So, yeah, I think it is, because I've been trying to watch some, you know, you watch catch a movie on, like, TNT or USA, and they cut all, they'll cut a whole scene out if it's got too much cussing in it.
So you think it's too much censorship right now on profanity?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't have kids, and I mean, my nieces and nephew don't really watch movies like that.
If you had kids, you can't blame cable. You can't blame the TV because you bought the fucking TV. You pay for the motherfucking cable, and you decide what the fuck gets played and when the fuck they watch TV. So I don't want to hear that.
But it's just like Michigan girl said. I mean, you can't ultimately, it's up to the parent or it's up to that care provider to.
Right.
To determine what's going to be said, what's going to be watched, and how to deal with that situation.
Right, exactly. So, last question. Have you ever had to really cuss a motherfucker out? If you're probably mouth, you probably have. If so, why? What was the last time you cussed a motherfucker out?
Well, I'm saying, because, like, I be hooping. I play basketball a lot, like, so, like, probably, like, last Sunday. Because niggas be just in there. They be in there acting stupid and talking bullshit. Like, they, like, you play, you know how you can play. And then niggas start playing, and you busting their ass, or you getting your ass busting. Then they just start talking, and then they start going a little personal. So you start to, like, check them, like, motherfucker, like, chill out.
Uh-huh. On the basketball court. And you know what's funny? You know what though? I'm glad you brought that up. You know what always keeps up that. You know the crazy part is what I like to see? I love watching the NBA players who have all these endorsement deals and all this shit. When the camera zooms in on them after a player's
yeah,
shit,
yeah.
And they zoom in on them and they be like, motherfucker, you can read it
yeah.
plain as day. Like, you stupid
yeah.
motherfucker, son of mother, what's up, nigga? They be saying nigga and all kind of shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And you can
My
see it in their faces and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's funny to me. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't allow, you know, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, the court side microphones are told to be turned off. When you court side of them, when you're zooming in, you know what I'm saying? So they don't even want the cameraman to get any B-roll footage of a superstar saying like that so they can somehow release on YouTube at some point to hurt their image. Even though they cut the motherfucker's ass, they cut the other out on the court.
That shit happened every day. Like, if you watch any game with the Celtics, KG cut somebody out every play.
Yeah.
He get fouled, got the and-one, clapped his, or, you know, beat his chest, and was like, these motherfuckers can't hold me in this bitch.
Right. Yeah, right, and then I feel KG, everybody net cuts all the time, nigga. He might be the number one culprit. That's why they don't even cut that nigga mouth that much. You feel what I'm saying? They don't cut that nigga mouth that much after the play, because they know what he's supposed to say. He's going to be mouthing some fuck shit.
And then there'll be times when you hear actually the mic break, though, and you'll hear that shit, like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
shit. And, like,
yeah,
you'll be like, damn.
Yeah, that's why they got a policy in the NBA that the motherfuckers at courtside are supposed to turn those mics off. If they found out they got a lot of audio, they'll stop them from having those courtside arrangements. All right, homie, stay on the line. Thanks for calling the show,
okay.
All right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Key, what's happening, baby?
What's happening?
What it do? Thanks for calling the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 347-934-0966. That's the number that I put to the show. You're rocking with K-Munch Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. I got my homegirl, Key, on the line. Episode 152. You got all kind of background going on, but I'm going to tolerate it. I know you're at work.
I thought it. Man, this is a quiet area right here.
I don't know. I can see it in the app or something. All right, so question number.
You said you still hear what?
I still hear. All right, so you ready, though? I hear a lot of background, but it's outside now, some shit.
I ain't outside.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go. I can see what you're saying. Here we go. Question number one. Do you use profanity often? Are you a potty mouth?
Yeah, I think I am.
There's no need to think because I know you. you are a potty mouth. You know what I'm saying? Do you use a filter on your potty mouth? Do you let it go willy-nilly? Or do
yeah,
you contain
I feel
it?
Mine. I don't
cuss
a lot around, like, some people.
You cuss around your children?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay, all right. Do you, well, I have to ask you, cuss at work, because where you work at is need to be mandatory.
Man, I started, I ain't started back cussing until I started working here. Like, I had stopped. I didn't curse before I went to the military.
Did you get offended when people use a lot of profanity? Even though you said you admittedly got a pot out, let's say you walk down the aisle in Walmart and you hear motherfuckers cussing and shit. Did you get offended? You be like, damn, what's going on with that cussing?
I don't care. That's their business.
What got you to a little kid with you?
All I do is cuss around their kids, though. That's one of my pet peeves right there.
But
their kids are not around.
Yeah, but then I cuss around. People say it all the time, but I cuss around my kids. And I know it's probably not right, but I cuss around my kids. You feel what I'm saying? But I make it clear in the sense that, they know what curse words are, and they know they better not say it. You feel what I'm saying?
I don't care. You shouldn't cuss around your kids.
But I do. Okay, I'll go ahead and kill myself for that. That's probably not right, but it is what it is. I don't curse profusely. I don't be like, motherfucker and shit, but I might say a damn or a shit. You feel what I'm saying? Or hell. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference between you and me. Next question. Do you think it's a double standard for women that use a lot of profanity?
Yep. It is what it is. Because, I mean, personally, I don't think it's ladylike. Like, I catch myself, like, I really need to stop that because it's really not ladylike.
So you understand what I'm saying? You know, Shay is the only person that don't get this tonight. I don't understand what Shay don't get.
I'm going to cuss this motherfucker out right here. Speaking of cussing, at work.
Damn, for what?
Don't pray for me, shit. All over here. All in my motherfucking business.
Wow. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Potty Mouth 101. All in my motherfucking business. All right, so it's not late. Like, all right, next question. When did you start using profanity, and at what age is it too young to use profanity, do you think?
I started when I was a teenager, even though I still didn't do it a lot, but that's when I started. And
really?
I think if you're not at least a teenager, because especially these days, they already heard it all by then anyway. So you have
a high school daughter. If you heard her cussing like you curse, what would you say? Would you say?
I just tell her it's not ladylike.
But would you be mad?
I wouldn't be mad.
You'll be mad, like it's not really ladylike.
Yeah, it's not ladylike, and you know people might listen to you a certain way because you're a female and person, you know, whatever. But
right.
I ain't gonna just be mad and beat her about it and nothing. Like, cause I'm sure she hears cuss words all the time.
Exactly. And that's the fucking point. I don't understand women who don't get it. But next, do you think religious people that use profanity are hypocrites?
Now here's what we're gonna part ways, because
okay.
My thing is the definition of being a Christian means that you believe in Christ, like religious people say it. We tend to get that misconstrued because we around so many religious people and we get that mixed up. It's the difference between being a Christian and being religious. So that's a common misconception right there. Because I don't care if you're in church every single Sunday, Wednesday, whenever the door is open, even pastors have their own, everybody has a vice. No Christian is perfect. So we cannot then call them hypocrites because they're not perfect, because no one is.
Let me break down what I meant, though, because listen, everybody listens to this show and everybody knows that there is no perfect Christian, whatever. So you can have a pastor that can sin and all kinds of shit. You feel what I'm saying? I want you to make sure you understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about if you got a pastor, right, or a church, or
right.
A Christian, right, and they're a pastor of a church, and they don't curse just to be willy-nilly cursing, I guess willy-nilly all the time. But say they're a football fan, and every time they watch football on Sunday, they sit down, and when they see him do some bullshit, they be like, God damn, what the hell are they doing? And they do this every fucking Sunday, knowing that they're a pastor, a deacon, or a Christian, whatever, and it's a given. They ain't even trying to change it. That's not being hypocritical.
That's hypocritical. Like you said, the definition of a hypocrite is when you are professing to be one way. Like, you're in there preaching saying, don't drink, don't smoke, don't do this, don't do that, but you doing it. That makes
right.
you a hypocrite. Now, if you're not one of them people, if you're not one of them people that's going around preaching at folks today cussing, you turn around and cuss, no, you're not a hypocrite.
I'm talking about what I just said. I'm talking about the people who sit here and they try and tell people, oh, you know, you're a Christian, you shouldn't, or whatever, you shouldn't be doing this, that, or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? But yet, instead, they cuss. Like, it's like a Christian who say a motherfucking person is wrong for fornicating. You know what I'm saying? You got Christians who say, oh, you should be a Christian, right? And you shack up, and your daughter or your niece or whatever, shack up, and you got to keep going hell. You shack it up, blah, blah, blah. But every fucking game, every football Sunday, you cuss like a motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying?
If you're not one of them Bible thumping, if you're not a Bible thumping and want to beat people with the word, you can still be a Christian. You can still be a Christian. That don't make you not a hypocrite.
All right.
You can still be a Christian, you're just not a damn hypocrite. It's a difference.
If you know you're going to cuss and you're saying you're a Christian, you ain't even trying to stop cussing, I don't know.
Yeah, you're trying, but you don't know if somebody's trying or not. You know what I'm saying? But it's not our place to judge that. It's really not our place.
Okay. Yeah. We'll part right. At that specific point, that's what we'll part. Next question. Do you think profanity is considered too much or not enough in our society?
Too much.
Too much? So you think
yeah.
it's not? You think even though we got shows like South Park and Family Guy on TV that we get censored too much?
Yeah. It's still a little extra, you know what I'm saying? If you can't watch a regular movie or something, just do it at a different time. And like you said, also, to the protection approach, they should watch it. And half the time, the kids here and in the house, so, the heck you mean?
You okay. can't try to tell the TV to censor what they're saying, and you wouldn't run around there saying every cuss word in the book around your kids, but you don't want to hear it on TV. That's the bullshit.
You're right. That's what I said. I'm not mad at Comcast or anybody who let shows like Family Guy air or whatever. I'm just like, shit, I got to make sure my kids don't watch that show. You know what I'm saying?
That's,
and that's my job as a parent. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? All
right,
so last question. Have you ever had to really cuss a motherfucker out? And when was the last time? And I think that was about 2 minutes ago.
Yep, just now.
All right, before
I'm
that.
I'm cussing out again when I get off the phone. I'm sure it was something at work, because outside of work, I don't really have to cuss nobody out. Like, I'm with, like, let's go, Alvin, me and my mom don't have a business relationship. I've never had to cuss her out, but she really don't try me like that, because she already know me, so she
right.
knows that I'm capable of doing it, so
right.
she really don't even really try me like that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Well, as long as you haven't done it, so I'm not putting out the guns on you, because you never have done it, though. You know what I'm saying? I had to murk their ass because they did it. But I didn't, like I said, I understand. All right.
Don't murk them, though. It'd be like that sometimes, because like I said, I have never done it, but I will. I'm sure I will.
Well, I say you will, but then you're gonna talk it into happening. You don't want to do it at some point.
No, I don't want to do it. I'm just saying, given the circumstances that they gave in those instances, yeah, I might have. I just never been faced with those particular instances with my mom.
Oh, okay. All right.
But if she was to say some stuff like Alvina mama said, yeah, she would have got to a stop. And I wouldn't apologize.
let's hope that never happens, all right?
I hope not. Right. I really hope not.
All right. Well, thanks for calling the show. Stay on the line, all right, if you can.
All right.
Twinkle, what's happening, babe?
Hey.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100. Remember, we air live Monday through Thursdays. 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, episode 152. Potty mouth. Twinkle, you have a potty mouth?
I'm going to tell the truth and say, yes, I do have a potty mouth at
okay.
time.
Uh-huh. Either you do or you don't. Don't try to put the at time. You do or you don't. Now, I'm going to ask you, do you have a filter on it? Do you filter your potty mouth? Do you have control of it? But if you have one, you have one.
Yeah, I filter it. Like, right now, I want to cuss my daughter, but because she's only 3, I'm going to let that go.
Right. Good choice. It's a good choice. She can cuss a 3-year-old out. The eight-year-old, like my son, who just fucking did some real bullshit today, and I was like, what the hell is wrong with your ass? I'm going to beat your ass. I had to tell him I was going to beat his ass today because he did some fucking shit so goddamn well he should have fucking did it. You know he shouldn't have did it. So I had to whoop his ass. Yeah, whatever. Don't judge me, motherfucker.
Bring him back.
So, you never find him out. We have that established. Did you get offended when other people use a lot of profanity around you? Say in the public arena, like if you're in Walmart and you hear someone
No, I don't get offended when other people curse, because if that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Uh-huh. You got your 3-year-old daughter right there.
Say what?
What if you're in Walmart and somebody's cussing like a sailor and your 3-year-old daughter's with you?
No, I try not to curse around my daughter, and I ask that people use, if they need to use profanity, to keep it to a minimum. Because I do understand some people can't substitute those words with other words.
Uh-huh. Do you think that people who use a lot of profanity are unintelligent? I meant to ask that question to everybody, and I didn't. God damn it. But you answer it then.
I wouldn't say they're unintelligent, but I would say that the vocabulary does need some work.
Do you think I have a limited vocabulary?
I mean, I'm pretty sure you're a very intelligent person, but I mean, if you know how to...
Do you think I have a limited vocabulary?
No, I don't think you have a limited vocabulary.
So, but I curse a lot. You know that, right?
you just went through three sentences without using the curse word. I've held a conversation where every word was this motherfucker, this bitch, nigga this, man, this bitch did this, and every sentence had a curse word in it. Those people need to work on their vocabulary. But if you can hold a conversation with somebody without having to curse other word.
See, here's my problem, Twinkle. Someone could pick an episode, and I told someone earlier, you could pick episodes of K100 and then pick 15 minutes where I go on a rant and I cuss profusely, and you could pass judgment on me and say that I'm unintelligent and I don't have a wide vocabulary based off that. You feel what I'm saying? Because you haven't had any kind of conversation with me. So sometimes I don't like that say. I don't like when people say if people cuss a lot, that means they ain't got no vocabulary or they're unintelligent. I'm like, do you know that person? You feel me? Have you ever had a conversation with them for an hour? Or have you talked to them about a specific topic? You feel me? Because if you just say that, you don't know what the fuck they're cussing about, what the context is or whatever. Because I cuss a lot, and I can go on a rant and have cuss word and fuck nigga and bitch every other motherfucking word for 15 minutes straight if I'm mad about something or if I'm trying to get a point across. I'm just that intense about what I'm talking about. At the end of the day, my vocabulary is finer than the average motherfucker. A, because I'm just that intelligent, and B, because I'm a fucking rap artist. And so I use words constantly. You feel what I'm saying? So somebody could look at me one way and think I have a small vocabulary, you know what I'm saying, just because I'm going on a rant about something at that moment. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Right. So that's why the practice of people saying that, I'm pretty much killing anybody who thinks that. All right? That's not a good practice because you're not using your brain practically in that in the application. Do you think it's a double standard for women that use a lot of profanity?
Yeah, I think it is. Because, you know, I hate for somebody to tell me I'm unladylike because I use profanity. I'm not unladylike because I cuss.
Do you get why they tell you that? Do you get it?
Huh?
Do you get it when someone says that? Do you understand
I guess I get why they would think that, but still, is it, why is it, I don't like double standards, period.
Listen, whether you like them or not, they are in effect, and they're in effect because of society and the way that society is. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So you may not like double standards, but they are what they are, and a lot of some of them hold ground, with myself included. I think it is unladylike for a woman to cuss a lot, like cuss as much as me. You feel me? I do think you will hope you fuck as many motherfucking women as some men do. And you know that's a fucking double standard, but it is what it is.
It is.
Right?
It is. But, I mean, at the same time, if that's how I decide that I want to, if I think that you need to get cussed the fuck out, then that's what's going to happen. Whether it's unladylike or not.
But when I talk about it, you get into an argument with somebody, somebody do some shit to warrant you to go ahead and cuss a motherfucker out because they did something to you. I'm talking about women who cuss just in general. Some women cuss just to be cussed. That's what Shay said.
I don't think anybody, you know, and that goes back to the vocabulary thing. I don't think anybody should just be cussing just to be cussing. I think this is... If you have a potty mouth,
you cuss just to be cussing sometimes. That's just it. If you admittedly have a potty mouth, you cuss just to be cussing sometimes.
You're not hungry, and you can't be hungry for milk. You're thirsty for milk, and you're not getting any milk. You need to go to bed. Go on.
You might as well tell me to go to fuck the bed. Take your ass to bed.
I'm not going to cuss out the baby.
Okay.
I'm not gonna cuss the baby out.
You understand the double standard. I'll move right along so you can get to the baby before you have to cuss the baby out. When did you start using profanity? What do you think is too young to start to use profanity?
I think I was in high school when I started. I honestly don't think that any middle school child is stressed enough to where they need to call somebody a motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
But... You know,
I would beat my kids' ass if I heard them say motherfucker in the middle school. I fuck them up. They better let me hear them say it. If they say hell, maybe I may let them get away with damn in middle school. But bitch, shit, ass, motherfucker, I'm going to fucking pop the fuck out of you. You know what I'm saying? So you might as well just hide it. But and we clearly have an understanding about that. You know what I'm saying? My kids might cuss right now. I don't know. If I find out, I'm going to fucking whoop your ass. You feel what I'm saying?
Holy shit.
I have a clear understanding that I'm going to beat your ass if I hear you say that. I don't care if it's an accident. I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking you up.
I mean, I would prefer that my children didn't curse around me until they, you know what I mean, proved to me they were intelligent to hold this whole conversation.
My kids are not going to cuss around me when they get grown. Not unless it's a real extreme case. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm still your daddy. I'm still gonna command that respect. When they're grown up to understand that their daddy get drunk, smoke weed, fornicate. When they know all that, still, nigga, I'm your daddy. I'll fucking slap the shit out you at 21, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? This shit ain't changing ever till I die. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm forever your daddy. All right, so that's not changing. All right, next question. Do you think religious people that use profanity are hypocrites?
I'm going to say no, because my aunt is, like, really religious in the church, and my uncle did fuck nigga shit, and I heard her curse for the first time ever. And, like, it shocked me, but I didn't think she was a hypocrite. Like, she was really pushed to her limit. So, you know, I don't think they're hypocrites. But, I mean, any religious person that has a potty mouth, I don't – my whole thing with religion is real shady, because I don't believe in religion. So – all that to begin with just irks me. So
okay, all that just irks you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're just not into religion. Okay.
Give it a pen. Go to bed. Because if you write on something else, I promise you it's gonna be me and you outside duffing. Whoa.
Why don't you just say I'm gonna beat your ass? Go to bed. I'm telling you. Actually, cussing a kid out is pretty effective. They get scared.
No,
when you
because
do.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, fine.
You heard the parental skills.
I think I'm a great parent. When I threaten my kids with an ass whooping, they stop.
I'm not saying that you're not, but my daughter likes to repeat stuff, and my daughter heard me say shit one day, and the whole next day, that was her favorite word. Everything was shit, shit.
Every time she says shit, I pop her fucking ass, and she stops saying shit. So next question: do you think profanity is censored too much or not enough in our society?
I don't, in all seriousness, people are going to use profanity any which way around it. So whether you censor it or not, you can't hide it. Because if they see it on TV or if they see it at home or, I mean, anywhere, they're still seeing it. You can't go around and censor people. So why censor, you know, if TV's supposed to be reality or reality-like, why censor it?
Okay. Last question. Have you ever really had to cuss a motherfucker out? And if so, when? Really quick. We come up to the end of the show.
I had to cuss out my baby daddy yesterday.
Why'd you have to cuss him out?
Oh, because he hit me up, and he was supposed to come get the kids for the weekend. And now he can't because his girlfriend got in whatever, and she don't want the kids at the house. So I definitely had to let him know that they're his kids, that's his girlfriend, whatever, but you can't keep standing your kids up.
Yeah.
Because your girlfriend doing fuck shit. When are you going to see him? He hasn't seen them motherfuckers since probably like 6 months ago. And now
That's warranted. I'll give you that. That's a good reason to cuss the motherfucker out. You feel what I'm saying? Very good reason to cuss the motherfucker out. Hey, Twinkle, thanks for calling the show, babe.
No problem. I'll get up with you later. I'm about to go handle my kid. All
right. Go ahead and beat her ass.
All right, bitch.
And tell her you're going to do it. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Hold on. Lexi Pooh hits number 1,000. Yes, you want to say something about 30 seconds, Lexi Pooh?
No, I don't want to say nothing. I got hung up.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted to say something. All right.
No.
Okay. All right. So, coming up to the end of the show, everybody. I'm not doing the after party tonight. I really want to appreciate you guys. I had a lot of people on the phone lines. Even the people who are on the phone lines, we didn't talk or not tonight. Thanks for calling into the show. I really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/K-100radio. Thanks to everybody that's going to be listening to this iTunes podcast or from the show. You feel me? Next week, you guys tune in. It's supposed to be having Blood Raw come into the well, he's not coming in, but he's going to do an interview over the phone, and we're going to break some new music that he's got, and he's going to tell us. And I'm supposed to be debuting a new song with me and the homie Nooney Jr. that we got, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing next week. I'm going to have like a music week. You feel what I'm saying? So if you guys really, all my music lovers and shit, next week we're going to be real heavy on the music. You feel me? And we're going to be real heavy on the interviews with the artists and stuff like that. Multiple people that's going to be calling into the show and getting up with me and coming through. So you guys who love great music, indie music, I got a lot of talented people. Some of these guys, you might want to get on their playlist and download some of their shit, all right? Just because they're not a star don't mean they don't make, they probably make better music than the fucking stars. Yeah. Pablo G. Thank you guys for tuning in to episode 152 of K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for all the support, and we're out of this motherfucker, all right? I'm going to holler at you guys, and I'll catch you guys next week. You motherfuckers! Ha ha ha.